other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, only a podcast on the internet sponsored by Chestnuts. What are they? My name is Aaron, and their personal pals, Dave.
Hey, boys.
Brick.
Bah humbug.
And calling from old Irish Nico.
Hey, boys.
Today's topic is, it's a holiday season. We haven't talked about this holiday classic, I think, before in this podcast, so it makes sense to talk about it. Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I feel like every TV show has done a version of this story. Like, it's been filmed a zillion times. Every sitcom's done a version. Like, now podcasts do their own version. But I feel like Christmas Carol's all over the place, right? So we're looking at our history of the Christmas Carol. Have you read it? And did you like it? And if not, why not? Or if you did, why? And then also, like, other versions of it. I have read Christmas Carol. I read it in 7th grade. Or maybe 6th grade, actually. It was in a English textbook. It was included in that one. I liked it. I really enjoyed Christmas Carol. I think it's great. Have you guys read it?
I read parts of it. It was included in a Christmas story collection that used to sit in the bathroom at my house, at my parents' house, every December. So that and The Gift of the Magi and a few others. I don't know if I read the whole thing or not. I also remember not liking it.
Really?
Just because it wasn't the movie and I was a kid.
Okay. Okay, so two have read, or at least mostly read, but differing opinions. Nico, have you read Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens?
I don't think I've ever read it, but I'm not 100% sure because, you know, it's one of those, like, archetypal stories that it's like, now that you've seen it so many times, you know, right. You know it backwards and forwards, and it's like you don't even have to have read it to have completely absorbed it.
Yeah, it's like Lord of the Flies from our canon episode. Like, I had never read the book, but I knew the entire plot backwards and forwards because I've seen it and just consumed it in so many other different forms. And then, Dave, what about you?
Well, I've read two versions. As a kid, I read the novelization of the Disney cartoon version of it, which I enjoyed. And then as an adult, I've read the Dickens itself. I liked it. I think a lot of it was based on, like Nico was talking about, foreknowledge of, you know, I'm so familiar with that story in the movie or movies. I think we'll talk about which movie versions we like the best. Yeah. I also read it in a collection of Dickens' other Christmas stories, and I had little to no interest in reading the others. So I reread Christmas Carol and then kind of stopped there. So I don't love it, but I enjoy it. But given the choice, I would watch the movie version that I prefer rather than reread the book.
I guess the embedded question here is, do you like Dickens?
Mm.
If you don't like Dickens, you're not going to like Christmas Carol. Like, it's quintessential him.
I prefer Dickens' plots to his books.
Yeah. I mean, is it like a Dickens essential? Not really.
Yeah, probably not. I guess you're right about that. But it's a holiday essential.
But it's also definitely his most famous story.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
It's kind of like Stephen King nowadays. It might be the modern day Charles Dickens. It's like, I can't stand his books because they're so long. But, like, I'm going to watch the Stand TV show. Like, that could be good. Like, somebody comes in with an editor's pen and, like, cuts half of his bullshit. Okay, we've got a pretty good story somewhere in there.
I think of Stephen King as the modern-day Charles Dickens. That's great. My first encounter with Christmas Carol was Disney Christmas Carol. We had a VHS of it when I was pretty young. And I, for a long time, did not realize it was not a Disney story. I thought it was like a original Mickey Mouse story, basically. And then it wasn't until later I was like, oh, it's based on an older story. Like, I thought for sure it was like a whole thing. But
did you read the novelization of the Disney?
Did not read the novelization. Oh, I think we
Disney classic. You should give that a shot.
I think we might have had a picture book version of it at some point.
Mm.
So maybe I did in that form for sure. I'll call it a novel. Why not? Also confused by the fact that Uncle Scrooge from DuckTales is Scrooge in Disney Christmas Carol, and also Scrooge is the name of the character. So it was like, I was like, well, his name's Uncle Scrooge, so he's the same guy. This is obviously about him. And it's like, well, no, that name is from the novel. Like, I don't know. His name's Scrooge. Like, I'm on board with that guy for sure. So that's my earliest one. My favorite one, that's tough. Mm. I do enjoy the one that was made for TNT in the 90s with Patrick
that
Stewart.
That is a deep cut. Holy shit. That was not on the list that I perused 5 minutes before.
No.
Start podcasting.
It's pretty good. Patrick Stewart is Scrooge, and I think, is it Muppet Christmas Carol or is it that one? I think.
Yep.
Muppet Christmas Carol is my pick.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And it's not close. It's really, really good.
Is McNulty from The Wire in that one, or is he? I think McNulty plays.
Yeah, he's one of the bad guys. Not the bad. Isn't he? Him and Michael Caine, isn't he one of like the henchmen?
I think he's
like that hangs out with the.
I think
the
he crooks. Plays the cousin Fred. What's that guy's name?
Oh, does he?
Who cares? I don't know. I'll look it up later.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You might be right. I can't remember which one, but the Patrick Stewart one is pretty good. I gotta say, for a made for TV Christmas Carol, I like it.
For me, it's Alistair Sim.
Yeah,
without question. Yeah, he is so brilliant, and it's also a very funny movie because of his acting.
Right.
And I've never seen him in anything else. I don't know anything about the guy, but he nailed that role.
Born to play it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like the Albert Finney one. It's pretty good. And I also, for the adjacent ones, yes. Scrooged with Bill Murray is very funny.
Yeah, I was going to say Scrooged, yeah.
But I think Muppet Christmas Carol is the one that I have to watch every year.
Yeah.
It's also the best Muppet movie. So those two things dovetail.
Nice. Strongly disagree, my friend.
I'm throwing that out there.
Do not agree. Oh my god, this is a different episode.
We got bro to bro on the way.
In case we don't come back to that, what's yours? Mm-hmm.
Green Muppet Caper for sure.
Oh boy.
by 1,000 miles, it's the best Muppet movie by far, and then Muppet movie, and then Christmas Carol's like 3 or 4.
I mean, at least you didn't say Muppets Take
Manhattan. It's lower on the list. Not very good.
Muppet Caper is not better than the original Muppet movie. You are incorrect.
Strongly disagree.
We're gonna this
separate
will be a
dick fight. Yeah,
this is a separate podcast. Yeah,
we'll talk.
4 hours later, break is on my doorstep with a knife.
So McNulty played Fred Scrooge, Scrooge's nephew, in the TV movie.
Okay,
so
yeah. I'm assuming
it's the one. Oh, it wasn't the Muppet one.
That so we watch. Muppet Christmas Carol, my family does every year, and the Patrick Stewart one, too. It's always on at some point on Christmas Day. So those are the ones I'm most familiar with, for sure. Isn't that with George C. Scott?
That one's really good, too.
70s? That one is good, yeah.
Yeah. It's not as good as the Albert Finney one, though.
But I think the underdog of favorite Christmas carols is just every time you see it done as a plot structure in a sitcom or something like that. Like, it's always around. Like, cartoons do it, sitcoms do it, I don't know, talk shows do it. Like it's always there, and whenever it comes up, I'm always like, this is gonna be fun. Like, there's always some joy to be had in the like three ghost structure. It's such a good idea. It's so simple, and it totally works.
So my follow-up question is, what is your guys' favorite ghost
of all ghosts? Or
in the Christmas,
for sure, Clyde from Pac-Man.
Not a pinky guy.
I feel like it's cheating to say Christmas Present because it's the most fun one. I'm gonna say Jacob Marley. Scariest. Most conventional ghost, very threatening, omen of things to come, burdened by sins of the past. That's what you want from your ghost.
Played by Goofy in the Disney version.
Played by Goofy, yes. And Statler and Waldorf.
Of course.
Yeah. Statler and Waldorf, who are the best Muppets. Or close to. They're not the best, but they're up there. Top tier.
Nico, what is your top ghost?
I don't know. I have to.
Yeah. 4 to choose from.
Nico feels like a future kind of dude.
I was going to say, I think Nico's future. Yeah.
My runner-up is Present, because I just like the idea of like a relatively laid-back, easygoing ghost, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not out to haunt you, really. It's just like, I'm going to sit here and eat this stuff. I don't fit in this room because I've been eating so much, but like, we'll go for a walk and like look at some happy things going on and then just see you later.
Yeah, the feast component of the Ghost of Christmas Present is a pretty positive, definitely an asset for sure. Christmas Past is maybe my lowest ghost.
Preachy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just gonna remind me, hey, I'm my own Ghost Christmas Past. I'm always thinking about things I did in the past I fucked up. It's not fun. I don't want that. So I don't need that shit. I want Ghost Christmas Present to hang out with. Well, listeners, tell us your thoughts on Christmas Carol. Your favorite iterations, your favorite movie versions, TV versions. Did you read it yourself? And if so, did you like it or not? Find us on Twitter and tell us that, YakBabies. And also email us, yakbabiespodcast@gmail.com. where you can tell us your thoughts on those topics. Otherwise, go to patreon.com/yakbabies to access our secret podcast. For $1 a month, you can get all the bonuses there. There's games, there's bro to bros, there's secrets. Probably some bits from this episode are going to be there. I would say in the future, if you want to hear the full thing, it's worth it for sure for that $1.
If you're wondering why this episode is 8 minutes long.
I wonder if Dickens knew that one day a podcast about his book would end with us talking about Aaron shitting normally into a public toilet.
Well, Yak Baby's yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all the loyal listeners, and especially their patrons past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, Roger, and William Howard Taft.